Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress Radio.
You know what? Excited to bring on my next guest. He is Leicester's homegrown talent who's been killing it, and I mean killing it. He's been smashing it, absolutely destroying it in the game with his mad flows. All right, he's an amazing artist. He's a good friend. And do you know what? Above all, he's a humble human being. Give it up and show some love for my boy, D-Light MC. Yes!
Thank you for the introduction. Wow. Wow. I'm humbled.
All true, man.
Literally.
It's all true. Thank you. It's all true, bro. It's all true. My brother.
I could say the same about you as well, though. You've been killing and destroying the radio scene for over 20 years. So, you know what? Homage has to go back to you as well, actually.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. But, bro, listen. It's been a little while. I mean, I know we caught up kind of in the week. We had a little bit of a chit-chat. Yeah. But how are you, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great, you know, still in the city of Leicester, still loving the place. And yeah, just another day, isn't it? How about yourself?
All good, man. Do you know what I mean? Just like you, just, you know, on the grind, just doing my thing. Do you know what I mean? And and most importantly, you know, with whatever, you know, we are doing creatively, right? Me being radio, you know, you with your music. The important thing is that you're enjoying doing it. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, yeah. And that's what it's all about. You know, the day you stop thinking, the day you stop feeling that, man, you know, this feels like work, yeah. Or, you know, you stop enjoying it, then you're going to start kind of in a reflect and think, okay, do I still want to do this?
Yeah, we have to take it with a pinch of salt. Everything in life comes with ups and downs. We're always mentally prepared and built for the ups, but we don't plan ourselves for the downs. But when the downs come, it's a good thing because it helps us to evaluate and grow as individuals as well. And, you know, even if people around you are going through the downs, it helps you to grow and empower people. That's what it's about.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And on the music front, bro, do you know what? Like I said, yeah. Man, you know, it's been a little while since we spoke. But you know what? You know, yeah. I've been getting the emails. I've been getting the tracks, coming through, man. You know, you're busy knocking out those hits. And not only knocking out, you know, great creative music, but... you know, you've collaborated with some amazing artists. I mean, you know, I just played the new one from Prems and, you know, the new track, which we're obviously going to talk about. You know, that's your second hookup with Prems on a track.
It is, yeah.
And the one that I'm excited about, you know, is your hookup with the massive global artist, Bovan, man. You know?
I know.
Wow.
That was amazing. It was amazing because... I was speaking to Bovan for quite a while, just like on the social network side of the music scene, and we really hit it off. I mean, I think for me, chemistry is a very important thing because sometimes, you know, you can collab with artists that are talented, but then there's no chemistry, and then it's kind of like you do a track, and then it's like all the best to you later. But I think one thing I'm very proud of as an individual is that every music up to date collaboration I've done, I've always kept in contact. So it becomes more of a friendship and a brotherhood outside of the music kind of thing, which is important.
Mm-hmm. Of course. No, of course, man. No, absolutely. I hear you. I hear you. And I mean, that goes back to our relationship. Do you know what I mean? It isn't just, we don't just speak because, all right, you know, I got a new song and I need an interview. You know, there is, you know, like you said, the word, you know, like you said, the brotherhood, that there is definitely brotherhood there, man.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I mean, you're one of very few guys that has supported me from the early drop, you know, going back, you know, 8-9 years ago. And, you know, you've always had that belief in me to, you know, put me on a platform, and I'm truly appreciate that.
No, of course. And you know what? And, you know, my brother, you know, you certainly... You know, over the years, you've really come out on your own, and you know, bro, you know, I see the moves you've been making. I've seen your growth, and you know, and the recognition you've been getting, bro, and you know what? It's not just from, you know, the Asian scene, you know, Asian radio or Asian media, but from the commercial media as well. Talk to me about that, bro, man, because you know, you now are just, you know, you got feet in both areas now.
Yeah, it's you know what? It was really difficult because, you know, when you start on your journey as an artist, the most important thing is to understand within yourself is your identity. And for me, I felt like I was going through like a midlife crisis for about 4 years of finding my feet in music, because at times I think like when I did like the Desi grind stuff, it was a bit too urban for the Asian scene. And then when I tried to cut it back and do more urban music, it was a bit too brown for the urban scene. So it was trying to find that happy medium in between, because at the end of the day, my roots, I am Asian. You know, I'm never going to turn my back on my Asian roots and my upbringing. But at the same time, I kind of grew up in a scene where it was a lot of urban music. So it was just finding that happy medium between the two. And then I came up with the concept of, I was doing the grime music, and then not a lot of people at that time were really doing the grime music on the Asian scene. But at the same time, I was Asian, so I thought, well, let me sprinkle a bit of masala onto it, being Asian, pardon the pun.
Yeah.
And I'd kind of use like Asian references within hooks and choruses, because it kind of brought the representation of me, but also at the same time, it was still hitting that kind of market and giving it a bit of a different flavor to what was actually being produced within the music scene. So, I mean, it's taken me a few years to really establish that genre and that sound, because, you know, I've come a long way from when I first did my first grind video, which was a track called Rende about 5 years ago. And now I'm in a comfortable position where established artists, not only within the Asian scene, but the non-Asian scene, recognize the sound and they like it. And, you know, they're jumping on tracks, and you've got people like Bhavan, and you've got people like Prems that are jumping on tracks. I mean, you even had Swami Barakas, you know, OG in the game, jump on tracks. So it's definitely a beautiful thing to see grow over the years. I mean, you know, when you're saying earlier on that, you know, knocking out tracks, in the process, I probably knocked out a couple of hips as well with all the moves I've been making. But we carry on, you know. It's something for me, it's kind of like being, it's very difficult because there's nobody before me that was doing this. So I never really had an inspiration or a role model to look up to. But the music scene today with the new generation of artists is very urban and it's very like drilly. You know, hopefully one day, I mean, a lot of them are starting to use more bilingual lyrics in their songs. So hopefully one day, you know, they can look back at good old D-Light from Leicester as one of the pioneers to kind of pave the way. So for me, that would be the biggest accomplishment for me to actually foment that sound and it be carried on forward.
You know what, bro? You've just taken the words out of my mouth, because what you've said is exactly what I was going to say. You know, because there wasn't anybody before you. And, you know, so you are a true pioneer in this game. And, you know, you are, you know, and I'll say, you know, not just a pioneer, you're a bit of a legend in the game, my brother, because these new youngins, you know, who are coming through, and there's so many of them right now, you know, they, you know, you in a way kind of pave the way, my brother. You know, you open those doors, and they look at, you know, an artist like you and go, man, if he's doing it, do you know what I mean? We can as well. Do you know what I mean? Which is a beautiful thing, man. Because, you know, there always has to be that first one. You know what I mean? That first one who goes through those struggles, man. Goes through the pain, which I know you have, man. You've suffered for your art, man. You've suffered for your art.
But it's a beautiful thing, because I think, as I said, you know, touching on the fact that because there was no one there before me, it was very difficult to kind of get guidance. But I'm in a really good position now where, you know, a lot of the established artists, they give me time and respect.
Yeah.
But also with the upcoming artists, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens behind the music scenes that, you know, we don't talk about. But there's a lot of guidance going into the next generation of artists as well. And there's been a lot of artists that are kind of into that kind of thing. And they'll always come to me and say, look, got this track coming, can you have a listen to it, can you give me your honest opinion of it? And I always give honest opinion, you know, and say, look, this is a great song, maybe if you're going to try and aim it for the Desi market, then add a bit of Desi into it, because then the Desi market and the Desi audience will vibe to it. If you're just going to do like a non-Desi track but you're going to put Desi vocals over it, they won't understand it because it doesn't touch on the roots. So it's about also being true to yourself. Sometimes I think we get lost in the masala and the sauce, where we just think, let me just put this out because that's what they want. But you've got to also be true to yourself of what do you want from it as well.
Yeah. Of course, man. I hear you. You know what? That brings us nicely to this new one. Rags.
Yeah.
Right, you and Prems, you know what, jumping on this track. You know, Prems, I mean, you know, again, you know, he's an artist I've been supporting, you know, from day one up on my show as well. You know, a hugely talented artist in his own right as well. So let's get into this new one, man. You know, obviously your second collaboration with him. And, you know, I know Prems is quite picky with the people he works with. And, you know, the fact that he's worked with you again, you know, that says something, my brother. So let's talk about this tune. You know, how did this, you know, the inception of this track, you know, how did it come together?
So we did the first track in COVID 2020. It was a grime track. That was a bit more kind of my kind of vibe and my identity, my flavor. And Prems doesn't really do like the grime tracks. He's more on the hip hop and the rap and the storytelling. But he liked the idea that I had initially, and then he jumped on the track, and then we did that. And then we just kind of carried on. We stayed in contact throughout. I mean, we probably chat every other day or so about something, the weather or whatever. And then I had this track, which I was kind of, it was because it was a bit of a drilly kind of sound. It was something a bit experimental for me as well. So I kind of had the hook only done at first. And then I sent it across to Prems and I was just like, you know, what do you think? And he was like, yeah, I like the track. And then, you know, as they say, if you don't ask, you don't get. I just kind of just put it on him and just like, well, what do you think? Do you want to jump on it? He was like, yeah, I'd love to. And he'd done his verse. I did my verse, my end. And that rest is history. Rest is history.
Wow. And you know, because both of you, you know, similar but different styles and genres that, you know, you guys, worlds that you come from, you know, again, did you find that both of you, you know, were learning from each other? You know, you both had kind of, I guess in some ways, you know, you both learned from each other.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I look up to Prems. He's somebody who has opened up gateways within the Asian scene in terms of that awareness of Asian artists that are crossing over potentially to the urban scene. And, you know, the likes of him, you know, he's had videos in the past on platforms like LinkUp TV and SBTV, which are like the main urban ones. And there wasn't many, many Asians that were getting across that. You know, he's one of the first to get across there. So having insight from him is always important. I mean, when I laid my verse down and I sent him the rough copy, I was just like, what do you think, bro? Is it all right? It was like, yeah, it's good. Perfect, man. Don't change it. Because I'd literally wrote two versions of the track. Because for me, jumping on a track with someone like Prems, you need to have a backup. I can't just go on the first version thinking it's going to be great. So I always prep myself. I think also it's about not being comfortable and just kind of just flinging stuff out for the sake of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's great because he's guided me through this journey as well. And he's been a big inspiration to me as well because, as I said, there's times when, as artists, you know, we have our lows and we have our highs.
Yeah.
There was a while back where I was on my low, actually, thinking, I don't know if I want to do music anymore. And Prems had reached out to me and was like, look, we need people like you on the music scene. Keep your head up, kind of thing. And then he kind of brought me through and networked with, like, certain artists and DJs. And that kind of gave me that self-belief that somebody of the likes of him actually believes in something that I do. And then it was just kind of, just no turning back from them, and it was just going forward.
Absolutely, man. Now, do you know what? A lot of people who are going to hear this track, you know, which I'm about to play on the show in the next few minutes, right, are going to go, what's this song all about? This is all noise, right? But but you know what? Break this track down for us, man. You know, what is Rags all about, man? What's the message, man, in this song?
Rags is just about being fearless, like being yourself, believing in yourself, doing what you got to do. You know, don't get caught up in confusion and what you sometimes see other people doing and then it puts you down. Because sometimes what you see is just a perception.
Yeah.
It's not a reality, you know? Like, for example, I might post something on Instagram that I'm in a 5-star hotel in Dubai and I'm living my life. Somebody who's probably stuck because of COVID can't go out, they might feel down about it. But it's not reality because I'm not doing that 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So the message within that is, just believe in yourself and just don't get distracted. And if you've got something or a goal or an aim, just go for it.
Absolutely. And that brings me nicely to something which, you know, which I think is a beautiful thing, and I salute you for this. You know, back when, you know, we were all in lockdown and, you know, you know, we couldn't go out and everything, you know, brought together and put together this amazing project called the Azhar Project. It was an online music event, all right, during Diwali. And you know, it brought together some amazing artists from the scene to put on this, you know, to put on this virtual concept, this virtual concert even, you know, and I love that, man. You know, just let's touch upon this, man. Talk to me about this about this project.
So for me, I mean, one of the most important things as an individual away from music, just generally life, is I've always had this thing about caring for people within my community or within the communities. You know, it's always about giving back. And, you know, my life skill or my trade or my day job is counselling. You know, I've been in mental health for over 14 years, and I've seen some real bad things, and I've seen some real positive things in there. And I just got to a point where I questioned the identity, and going back to the blueprint of Delight MC, who am I? What am I doing? You know, it's not about making a difference with music, because sometimes you say, yeah, no, but you are making a difference with the music, you know, because you're doing this and you're doing that. But I really wanted to do something different. And I thought, for me, about a legacy, you know, leaving a legacy from music is to leave something that people will always remember. And even if it's not the music, it's something that can be affiliated to an individual as an artist. And I just thought, look, I'm in music, you know, I'm very comfortable within the music industry. I've got a lot of friends that are artists that I can call upon when I need to do something. And it was about giving back to the community. You know, COVID pandemic was very difficult for a lot of people, not just within the UK, but worldwide. And, you know, we were restricted from privileges like meeting your family for Diwali and, you know, having the fireworks and listening to music, or going down to Belgrado to see all that. And I just thought, you know what, we can't, it's difficult as it is, we've got to do something. So believe it or not, a week before Diwali, I said to my boss at work, I said, look, I've got this idea and I want to do it. And my boss was, the first thing my boss said to me was, are you going to be able to pull this off? And I said, look, don't worry about that, it will get done. And then the next day, I was literally making phone calls up and down the country to artists to get part of, to be involved in it, and then looking for, like, you know, partner, someone to sponsor the event. Look, we had the Punjab 2000 that said they would stream it, and we had over like 40,000 views on it, and yeah, everybody came together. And you know, that's a perfect example as well, like, you know, unity within the music industry as well. You know, people, salute to all the artists that got involved in that, because it was a very important message to send out to everyone. And everybody as an artist had their story to say in terms of how the pandemic had affected them, and just sending out that positive vibe to everybody.
Absolutely, man. And that's what it's all about, man. You know, music, you know, it does have that power, that uplifting power to, yeah, you know, whatever mood you're in, to, you know, to uplift you. And my brother, that's a beautiful thing, you know, and I, you know, just love, man, for doing that. But bro, I mean, this track is out. I mean, you know, are you already thinking, are you already working on the next one?
Yeah, I've got a few tracks that are just in the pipeline. It's just about dropping them. I mean, I've got a couple of tracks with Bovan from Foreign Currency, because I'm still doing some work on his label. So there's a few tracks which are going to be released on there. Then I've got some independent tracks of mine coming up with a few artists that are known within the scene, but I can't say too much at the moment on air. But they'll all be coming out shortly. And obviously, as you know, we'll always get first dibs on emails and exclusives.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Delight, Leicester's homegrown talent, my brother. You know what? Amazingly talented. Go and support him. Bro, always, you know, a pleasure having you up on the show. And it's only right before you go, you introduce a new one, man.
So this is Rags featuring myself, D-Light, and Prems, a track produced by Ink Sounds.
Let's get into it.